This Friday night, Triton Central will welcome in Providence in girls basketball, but it's a much bigger event than just that regular season game that takes place at Triton. It is a fundraiser for breast cancer survivors, and it is the 10th annual event, and to put it quite plainly, a lot of teams, a lot of schools host pink out games. Nobody does it as well as Triton Central. And here to talk a little bit more about it tonight, Connie Larkey, Cindy Stevenson, and Jenny McPheron. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Connie, when this thing first started a decade ago, I mean, was anybody talking about whether or not or if it was going to be an annual thing? Or were you just worried about trying to get that first one done and done right?
Yeah, I think it was just, we're going to try this out and see where it goes.
Yeah.
And it has grown into something phenomenal.
It has grown into something that I guess if you raised a lot of money for the cause that you had labeled for that event, you'd be happy. If you had a lot of recognition for survivors, etc., you would have been happy.
Mm-hmm.
You've had both of those and more, and they've continued to grow.
Yeah, it has. We have ladies now that call us in October wanting to know when this event is because they get really excited about it. So,
is it hard scheduling this event, deciding when you can have it as it pertains to the Lady Tigers schedule?
Well, Brian Graham, the coach, takes care of that, and we always have it in January. It's kind of a cold time of year, and there's not much else going on, and he tries to find a team that, you know, has a good team and can come in and be supportive of our event, and he's done a good job with that.
It'll be this Friday night when Providence comes in, and I guess let's just go right to the schedule of events, and then we'll get more specific as we go.
Mm-hmm.
What happens wrapped around the JV and varsity games that night?
Well, the JV game is at 6 o'clock. At 5 o'clock is when the survivors start arriving. We have a dinner there for them and a guest, and they come in and get registered. And so they have dinner, and then after the JV game ends is when our ceremony begins. And so that all goes on between the JV game and the varsity game.
You have some people coming in that are going to be name recognizable, face recognizable. Jenny Runovich is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany Thompson is going to be there.
Yes, Tiffany is one of our survivors. She's been through an incredible amount of, just trying to survive this breast cancer, and she's doing a great job, and she's so just upbeat, very faith-filled woman. She's amazing.
Alumni players back as well. We're going to see a few former Tigers in the crowd.
Yes, this is our 10th year, so we thought it'd be nice to invite former players to come back and join in the festivities, and we're looking forward to those girls coming back.
If you can, give me an idea why this has advanced the way it has. I know you have to have people who care, who are going to stage the event, organize it, and make sure that it runs appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
But why has it grown, and why has it advanced so well in the Triton community?
Well, that's a good question. We have a lot of survivors in our area. That's, I guess, somewhat unfortunate, you could say. But, there's a lot of ladies in our community that everyone knows that's been through this. And we have a very loving, giving community, and when something bad happens, they just really surround those people with their love and support. And plus, I have two extremely great helpers next to me, Jenny McPheron and Cindy Stevenson, and they put everything into this. And the community just really rallies around, and they want to help these ladies.
When we talk about survivors, you're into, what, maybe pushing 45, 50, who may be there that night?
Yeah, we're up to about 45, I believe. I just got a couple new ladies today. They heard about it and called me and said they just have heard wonderful things and they can't wait to come and see it.
I know that a lot of people, I'm one of them, that if I'm ill, I mean, just simply under the weather, I don't want to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
What brings some of these women out to say, here's part of my story. I'd like to come out and share it with a gymnasium full of people, even if it's just for a moment.
I think that our event makes these ladies feel special. We treat them like princesses that night. They come in and they're dressed in pink, and we give them sashes to wear like they're queens, and we treat them well and feed them dinner, and then we do we celebrate with them their lives, and you know, we introduce them one by one, and everybody cheers for them, and it's a very special evening, and I think that they just feel very special that evening and feel like they're loved and cared for.
I think one or both may kill me, maybe just one, but we need to get Cindy and Jenny on the mic here as well for the show tonight.
Yeah.
Whether it be auction items or other items happening within this event, ladies, where do we need to go? What do people need to know so they can be a part of this thing?
So our auction starts at 5 o'clock, our bidding, and it will run through the first part of the start of the third quarter. Once the buzzer goes off for the varsity game, it will end. So at that time, we will, you know, see who is the highest bidder. And we have a lot of great auction items this year. The community is very good about donating. We have Pacer tickets, quite a few sets of Pacer tickets, Purdue, IU tickets, a various number of baskets, some beautiful Afghans that are quilts that are homemade. So, I mean, the community is amazing. The community really, you know, gives and donates, and they're just amazing. Like, as soon as we start putting out Facebook messages that we need items, they step up to the plate.
To put together this many items, though, this has got to take a little bit of footwork and some phone calls, etc.
Yes, we start sending out emails in December or so, and people just respond. You know, we won't have anything, and like 2 days later, we'll have a whole list of items, and the community is just wonderful with that. And the baskets normally come already prepared. We ask them to type a list out of the items in the basket, and they wrap them with cellophane. So, you know, we don't have to do a lot because everybody's just so wonderful. They know what to do now. You know, as we've been doing it so long, people know the pattern.
You got everybody trained now.
Right. I do want to add that we have tickets to a Harry Styles concert. I had to look up who that is. So I'm showing my age, but it's a big deal. And it's in the Fifth Third Bank Suite at Banker's Life. There are two tickets, and it includes food and beverages. We also have a night at the Conrad Hotel. We have a Victor Oladipo signed basketball, which we're really excited about. Vontae Davis signed items. So we've got a really great selection this year, as always.
That's an impressive list. How do you stage everything so people can get their bids in, etc.?
Well, we have tables all lined up the main hallway outside of the gym. There's about 10 to 12 tables or more, and each table's full of items. We have a bid sheet in front of each item. It's just, you know, come sign your name and phone number, and we have help with that, too. We have as soon as school lets out, it's, you know, everybody's on, and the kids know what to do. They come and say, hey, what can we carry out to the table? So we've got it pretty down, like clockwork, so it works out great.
I don't want to put the pressure on wherever they're being held. Where do you put all this stuff before the event? I mean, now, if you don't want to tell me, because we don't need to know where that is, that's fine, too, but I'll ask anyway.
A lot of it is dropped off at the high school.
Okay.
So, and they have a locked room, the media room, that they stage everything. And then we go over the night before and kind of get everything organized and prepared. And so that way we're ready when school lets out that we can start setting up. So like I said, a lot of people drop off at the high school. Sometimes we pick them up. Sometimes they drop them off at our house. I mean, there's really, you know, baskets going everywhere. So,
gotcha.
And items. So, we just make sure that we have everything collected, but, 9 times out of 10, they'll drop it off at the high school.
Okay. Now we're getting close. It's Monday night. This event Friday night, Triton Central versus Providence. The game featured that night on this pink out evening. Is there still time for people to let's say, whether they're a survivor, they would like to be a part of the event, whether there's somebody out there with a donation, maybe silent auction item, is it too late to get in for this event?
No, absolutely not. If there's survivors that want to be included for this special event, please contact Connie Larkey. And then any donation items that anybody is willing to donate, we're happy to take it.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And if somebody out there just plain says, I think I'd like to write a check, I would guess that's probably okay.
Not a problem. We'll take it.
Checks payable to LTB. If someone were mailing that, for instance, they're out of town, they can't be there, whatever, what's the suggestion on that as well? Do you mail it to the school?
The high school, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything we have not mentioned directly related to... Oh, yeah, there is one thing I wanted to make sure we mentioned. We've said survivors more than once and that they will be recognized on this special night. Unfortunately, there are those who have not survived, and you've found a way to recognize them as well.
Yes, this is the first year that we're going to have a memorial wall, and it will be placed in the entryway to the school, so when everyone comes in the doors, they'll see it. We had a father of one of the players that made this wall, and then the art department students painted it for us, and it's really pretty. And so if anyone wants to bring a photo of their loved one, I would say probably a 5x7 or a 4x6, something like that size. We will have a way there for them to put those pictures up on the memorial wall so that everyone can see those that have passed away from breast cancer.
Wonderful stuff. Connie, if you would, give me contact information, and we'll make sure, especially with the emails, to get that maybe online where people can see it or click on it easier than, you know, writing it down if they're driving, but maybe at least get that phone number out there.
Sure. My number is 317-695-0674, and my email is connie@larkeyins.com.